a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a beat called steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas appears to be set to release three Israeli hostages just now. They're beginning the process with a stage set up amid the rubble of southern Gaza's Khan Yunis. They're making it a public spectacle of the handover. Hundreds of Palestinians and dozens of Hamas gunmen at the site with music blaring. The three Israeli men, one who holds American citizenship, will be handed over to the Red Cross, which is on the site. They'll have checkups and family reunions before being taken to Israel. Under terms of the ceasefire, Israel will release more than 300 Palestinian prisoners from its jails. An attorney in the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section signed paperwork late yesterday to begin formally dismissing corruption charges against New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us it caps a week of turmoil at the Department of Justice, with unhappy prosecutors resigning over that order.
One after another, those prosecutors have quit in protest, including an assistant U.S. attorney in New York who not only refused to drop the charges against Adams, but in a letter announcing his resignation said, "I expect you will eventually find someone who is enough of a fool or enough of a coward to file your motion, but it was never going to be me."
The Trump administration began mass firing at the Department of Homeland Security yesterday, with those employees joining others of government workers suddenly losing their jobs. CBS's Nicole Skanga is following that for us.
Officials at DHS said they'd fired hundreds of employees across several agencies after supervisors identified non-mission critical personnel in their first or second years in probationary status. It included cuts within the nation's top cybersecurity agency known as CISA, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which handles the nation's federal disaster relief, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
At the Munich Security Conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he will only agree to meet in person with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after he, Zelensky, and President Trump together agree on a plan.
First of all, there's great relief among the Europeans, among the Ukrainians, that at last, after 3 years of grievous war, that peace talks, or at least discussions about peace talks, are finally on the table. But there is great worry, too. This is a very troubled Munich Security Conference, probably one of the most troubled it's seen in its 61-year history, that they really feel what they regard as the foundation of this, what they call a transatlantic partnership, is falling apart.
That report from Lise Doucette, the BBC's chief international correspondent at Munich. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more? every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Ah, sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the story of a first responder wellness center that could be a model for communities across the country.
A new headquarters building for the Charleston, West Virginia Fire Department will include a physical and mental health fitness center. Mental health workers will also be on site to help first responders, including Fire Captain Austin Smith, decompress.
We're all just like everybody else. We're just normal folks. We have some extra training. We have a passion to help people. But in the end of the day, we're all the same. We have the same stresses, the same anxieties, the same worries that everybody else has.
Three firefighters in the Charleston, West Virginia area took their own lives last year. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard are one step closer to the Basketball Hall of Fame and might even get in twice as individuals and for their roles in the 2008 U.S. Olympic team. Other finalists include women's basketball Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles, Maya Moore, and Jennifer Azzi. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast.
Right now, it's 28.
Time. the park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Money down. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMCs, tramps, and say. Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay?
hear hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
years, you've found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
colorful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Occasions pass. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas handed over three male Israeli hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis this past hour after first parading them before hundreds of Palestinians and dozens of armed and masked gunmen.